It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, friends, we are getting into what I would call the easiest chapter of Isaiah in the Book of Mormon. In fact, we're going to read the entire chapter. It is chapter 22, and it has a massive 6 verses. Now, if we were in a classroom type of setting, this would be so easy to be able to do. All you got to do is take a few minutes, read these verses, and tell me what you learned to be able to celebrate Jesus Christ in this chapter. It is so easy. So as we read this, think about what you would share if you were in a classroom setting and what you would teach about Jesus Christ. Now, the chapter heading says, in the millennium day, all men will praise the Lord. He will dwell among them. What a cool little chapter. Also compare Isaiah chapter 12. In that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away and thou comfortest me. This reminds me of that chapter 19 where it talks about, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Here it says, thine anger is turned away. And this is where you start feeling that love of Jesus Christ. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Whenever I read this verse, I always think of the hymn, The Lord is My Light, hymn number 89. The Lord is my light, then why should I fear? By day and by night, his presence is near. He is my salvation from sorrow and sin. This blessed assurance the Spirit doth bring. And then I love down in verse number 4, the Lord is my light, my all and in all. There is in his sight no darkness at all. He is my Redeemer, my Savior and King, with saints and with angels, his praises I'll sing. Such a great hymn to go with this chapter. Verse 3, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, and make mention that his name is sacred. And I love this verse right here. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Now, my calling in church right now is a pretty sweet gig. I lead the music and sacrament meeting. It is so cool. Lead the hymns, and I get to watch people sing. However, here's the thing. Most people aren't singing the hymns, right? I've often made the joke that the only ones that are staring at me are the ones that aren't singing. The ones that aren't staring at me are actually singing the hymns. And I think oftentimes we get so caught up and we're self-conscious that we don't sound good or we don't know the hymn or whatever like that there. I've always been of the attitude that if you can't sing good, sing loud. And it's not about how you sing. It is about remembering that the Lord has done excellent things for you and I. So what do? We sing unto the Lord. And we get so many opportunities to do that as members of the church every single week, whether it's the sacrament hymn, the opening hymn, the closing hymn. Let's take those times to be able to really sing unto the Lord. Why? Because he has done excellent things. And it's a great way to show praise unto the Lord. It is not about how you sound. It's not about you. It is about showing praise to the Lord. And I love that little message right there. You get to verse number 6. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And again, you could take some time if you're in a classroom setting to really just sit down and just say, tell me what you love about Jesus Christ from this chapter. Simple little message, short little message, and it's a great chapter. One of the shortest chapters of Isaiah, might be one of the most comforting and meaningful ones. I love this chapter and I'm grateful for it. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed and have a great day.